Lesson 13. Hello, this is Commander Dana. We have a few minutes to talk about do it. The subject, I know the title sounds kind of funny, but God's word says, be doers of the word and not hearers only in James, the first chapter. Did you know that hearing is easier than doing? If you're looking at your written outline, you'll see that I actually wrote that down, that it's easy to hear compared to doing. In other words, I might say this to the kids, boys and girls, when your mom tells you the chores that you have to do, when you hear them, does it just make you tired and sweaty? Well, maybe it makes you a little tired mentally, but hearing about them isn't that hard. But doing them, that takes a little bit more effort. And I don't relate the Word of God really too often to chores, but try and find examples where you can let the kids know that hearing is good, but if we only hear and we don't do what God's Word says to do, then the Bible tells us there's some things that don't work out that great. In fact, I love this. In James 1, 23 and 24, the Bible says this, if we hear God's word but we don't do what it says, we're like a person that we look in the mirror and we see our face, and then when we turn away from it, we forget what we looked like. In other words, we don't really have a clear picture of who we are and who God wants us to be. So I like to tell it to the kids like this. As I use maybe an illustration, I might even do something with a mirror to do the look into a glass and see who we are. But I like to tell them that, boys and girls, when you do what God's word says, you will know exactly what you look like to God. You'll know that you look great, you look beautiful, and you're amazing as far as he's concerned when you do what he says. Now, the Bible tells us about two sons. Their father said, hey, I need you to do some work. And one said, oh yeah, I'll do it. He heard what his dad said, but then he didn't do what he said. The other son wasn't really too excited about hearing his opportunity to go do some work, but he did it. He went and did the work, and which one pleased his father more? The one that did. See, God is on the lookout. In 2 Chronicles 16:9 says that God's eyes look throughout the earth constantly, looking to see who has a perfect heart toward him. It really comes down to an issue with the heart. Do we want to do what our Father said, or are we looking for ways to kind of just be lazy and get out of our opportunities to work for God and to please him? Now, he has big plans and rewards for those who hear and do what he says. Because know this, the Bible says that whoever comes to God, any of his kids, any of his people, first of all, they must believe that he is God and that he rewards those who are diligent when they seek him. In other words, be steady, be dependable. Be diligent. Now, give your kids this challenge. Kids, can you do some things this week that will be a blessing? Get them in the mode of understanding that doing, you go further than just hearing. And I like to do this where they start at home. Challenge them. Make their bed for their parents. Do some things that they don't normally do. And as they do that, they'll be doers and not just hearers.